So good morning to everyone. This shiur is dedicated to the memory of my father, Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Hareni Kaparat Mishkavo. This past week was very, very emotional in many different ways, both on the highs and on the lows. On the one hand, I finished Kaddish this past Monday. And on the other hand, our son celebrated a bar mitzvah 3 days later. And I think it's very indicative of life. Namely, life is not about everything being happy totally or sad totally. Even on Tisha B'Av, we say it's a moed and we don't say tachnon. And even on Purim, there was a minhag that's brought in the Torah that they would say slichos and tachnon, pleading to God that it should never happen again. So I don't believe that in this day and age, before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a day that's totally happy or totally sad. So I think it's indicative of the week that I went through. But more importantly, I ultimately don't like the people that love to preach and don't like to practice. Namely, I've been sitting around this table since the beginning of the year, in which we were talking about various things that annoy me during davening, especially in a minyan. So this past Shabbos, I ran the minyan. It was a bar mitzvah of my son. And I decided that if indeed I run the minyan, I have to at least practice what I preach and ensure that what we do privately is going to be what I said publicly. So, of course, I coordinated it with my wife and my son, but ultimately we put out a piece of paper, which is a bit less elaborate than this, with this picture on it, welcome, here are the few changes we're going to make from the regular service you're used to in your shuls. So I want to go through them with you, we'll see how much we get to today, and if not, we'll continue next week. And let's start with the first issue. I would say the most important issue in shul, anytime, is who? When you come into shul, the heat can be on or off. You can put on a jacket, or you can take off your sweater. What's the most important thing? The Sefer Torah in the Aron? There's a minion in the room? Outside of, there's 10 people, there's a chrome in the room, the most important person, from your perspective, on a Shabbos morning, is the chazan, or the chazanim. They can make or break a Jew. So, the first and foremost issue is picking out the chazanim. I personally would like to advise that when you run a shul, during the week and on Shabbos, you have to know who you're putting up there. Because sometimes you can have a guy who doesn't know how to read. For example, yesterday, it was Asara Betevet. I don't know what happened, but in the minyan that I went to, a guy went up that usually doesn't go up. And he was the chazan. Now, on a fast day, he has to add aneinu. He did that. And then he had to say slichot, which was clear he didn't know what he was doing. And then he got mixed up. And then he started to say tachanun, but then they said, no, avinu malkeinu. So he said avinu malkeinu, then he said, okay, we'll say yud gimel midot. No, but I'm nusach ashkenaz, so I'll sit down. All these things take time. And how do I know that people were annoyed? Because the exodus after the Kriyat HaTorah yesterday, when no one was running out to eat breakfast, was undescribable. So first and foremost, the chazan. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we went through this earlier this year, in Siman Nun Gimel, Seif Kafi, Machad Rotzeh Lomar Tchila B'Shvil Aviv. The Mishnah Berurah says if someone wants to daven because he's what we call colloquially achiv, namely he's in the year of mourning, you of course allow it on one condition. Ve'achad Rotzeh Lomar B'Shvil Acher, and there's another guy who says I want to be chazan because I want to be chazan. Mi Shirtzeh Kahal Shiyomar Atfila Hu Yomar. Translation? Mi sheyirtze hakahal sheyomar atfila hu yomar. Namely,
whoever wants.
No, mi sheyirtze hakahal. Namely, the congregation decides who do they want more democratically. Who gets the majority? If the guy with the chiyuv, so called, bakasha, and if the other guy, bakasha. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say no, but he has a chiyuv. It's different. Absolutely not. And just in case you don't believe me, and you think I'm making it up, let's say the Mishnah Berurah, as you know, the Chafetz Chaim was not known for his kulas on this any issue. He says, in the name of the Magen Avraham.
Don't have a gabbai, so we don't put this to a vote. Someone's in
I would say that the gabbai is a representative of the people that nominates the chazan. But if the gabbai has, I like davening slow, and he makes everyone daven slow, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. That's off. That's like an only child. I do what I want. Says the Mishnah Berurah, just in case you didn't get the hint, in the name of the Magen Avraham, Hatam, the Dafka Kaddish Echolam Arish Fil Aviv, Ve'enu should be the Kahalat Chatov. If a guy wants to say Kaddish after Aleinu, and you say, no, we have to run out. No, he can say Kaddish. Kaddish, as a matter of fact, is part of davening after Aleinu. The others we'll get to later. But he can't be a chazin against the will of the people. The Linyan Azeh, on this issue, Hochim Achar Harov. Majority rules. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on that there's certain shuls that have a kavua chazan. He davens every day. A cantor, that's paid. And indeed, even if there's a chiyuv, he says, if the cantor's paid, that's what the congregation wants. That's the guy you put out there. And I quote, "Vaday kishen yachol achtocha achiyot vechadome en lolit palel lifnei amud." And if the guy doesn't know how to say the words, like yesterday in the minyan I was in with slichos, he shouldn't daven. No, thank you. But this guy went up. He wasted everyone's time. The exodus after Kriyas HaTorah was large, all because he didn't follow 101 halacha. So once again, the guy wanted to daven. He tells the gabbai. Number two, the gabbai has to use his brain, a good thing for gabbaim to use. Hey, wait, this guy, I don't know if he davens well or not. But the other guy there, I know he davens well. It's a long davening today. It's a fast day. It's a Shabbos morning. It's a yontif. Who should we go? You know what? Let's try out this guy. Let me try him out. And he's no good. Whoops! Whoops! You just ruined the davening for everyone. Whoops. Not only did you ruin the davening for everyone, says the Mishnah Berurah, you went against the halacha. The people have the chazan, and after he finishes, if he doesn't get a yasher koach, he shouldn't be chazan again.
Well, in Denver, I was gabbai there for a long time, and people came and they wanted to daven, but you know that he couldn't daven, and they wanted to go out there. You know, couldn't do it because people have to go to work, and then
You're right?
Yeah.
And just in case you think the Shulchan Aruch said it, Rav Yosef Karo, the Mishnah Berurah said it, the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe the Ramah disagrees, maybe back in Krakow, the Chiyuv is the Chiyuv. So the Ramah, two lines later, and I quote, third source on the page, I'm not making this up, it's on the page, Ve'en la'adam lehitpalel b'lo ratzon hakahal. Did I make it clear?
Yes.
So, when you make a bar mitzvah or you're in charge of davening, you have to first and foremost choose the chazanim carefully. When I was a kid, growing up in the Young Israel of Woodmere, there was a beautiful idea of getting kids involved in davening in the places they could be, namely we're under bar mitzvah. So what does a kid do? From Ein Kilokeinu to after Anim Zmirot. That was like the job. And it was like a big kavod. You went into the main minyan, Ein Kilokeinu to Anim Zmirot. A huge kavod. You know who got the kavod? The ones that the director tested and said, he can do it. Not just Johnny come latelys. And that was for kids at the end of davening. Kol Shekin, the actual davening. Because kids, people have, it's wonderful. He squeaks a little, it's nice. Such naches, he mispronounces the words, he'll learn. People are tolerant of kids. But even there, they were very makbid. And again, I'm not saying he did a chumrah. Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah Ramah. These are the books we hold in our hands when we run a shul. So, first and foremost, you're running a davening, pick the chazanim, know who you're picking. So we picked the chazanim, pinpointed, and by the way, not necessarily family members, people that I thought would make a beautiful davening. That's who did the chazanim, and we'll get to the next issue. The second most important thing is time. And I like to say this in two different ways. One is very short, the other might be a bit more complex. Time number one, beginning of davening. When do you start davening on a Shabbos morning?
Time that it says on.
So obviously, if you have a minyan plus, you can obviously have five minyanim and everyone davens when they feel like it. But if you can only have one minyan, the Ramah brings an interesting law from the Mordechai. And he says, it's a minhag, v'nohagim shebishabbat ma'achrin yoter lavo lebeit ha'kneset mibechol. On Shabbos, the davening is later than during the week. Why did the Mordechai say this and the Ramah quoted it? Mishum shebetamid shel yomot achol ne'emar baboker ve'etzel shabbat ne'emar uviyom hashamat demashma ichur. On a regular day of the week, it says in the famous laning we lay in every Rosh Chodesh, unless it's Shabbos, et hakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, that the first sacrifice of the day, called the olat tamid of the boker, was done in the morning. But on Shabbos it says, "Uviyom haShabbat shnechvasim b'nei shanatim imim." I don't understand for the life of me how one is different from the other. But suffice it for me that the Mordechai said what he did. The Ramah paskened it, and therefore don't make davening too early on a Shabbos. People won't come. So even if you have, excuse me for saying so, insomniacs in the community, or excuse me for saying so, I'll just quote Rav Meidan. He once said this beautifully. There was like a rumor going around the yeshiva that he slept 4 hours a night. So we asked him once when he was in a good mood, how do you only sleep 4 hours a night? Answer, I sleep fast. Now, you have people like that, but the majority like to sleep. And ultimately, on a Shabbos morning, it's a day of Oneg Shabbos, you have to enjoy the Shabbos. Enjoyment can come from a good chillant, enjoyment can come from a good conversation. Enjoyment also comes from waking up as usual at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:30, I got another hour to sleep. That's an enjoyment. So, the time of davening, as well as the chazan, extremely important to make davening beautiful, and as this shir is called, davening Shabbos morning, void of annoyances. The chazan has to be picked in the time of davening. But, time of davening is not just when it's convenient. There's certain laws governing the time we daven. How many hours into the day can we still say the Kriyat Shema of the morning?
Three.
How many hours into the day can we daven Shachris? Four. Now, on a normative day during the week, usually the minyanim are in such a way that we make Kriyat Shema with the brachot before, Yotzer HaMe'orot HaBukher BeAmo Yisrael BeAhava. Then we say Shema. Then we say the third bracha into Ga'al Yisrael, and we daven Shmoneh Esrei. That's, as I said, when your teeth are white, your kippah's on your head, everything's perfect. Now, Shabbos morning, the Ramah said in the name of the Mordechai, we make davening a bit later. Now, later can mean that we'll still make the time, or later can mean, hey, we may miss it. So, let's just see what we do with that. Everybody ready? Okay. The Yerushalmi brings a beautiful story. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Acha, Ate Tzibur, Rameko Yishma Batar Tlan Shein. They went to shul, I'm assuming not in their locale, or they maybe went to their locale and the chazan took his time, and they began to say Shema Yisrael after the 3 hours. So what do you do? What does a rabbi do when he sees people violate halacha? He can scream, he can yell. He can try to influence and inspire. He can look the other way. Well, right here in the Yerushalmi, way back when, this was exactly the debate they had. What do you do? So, Ba'al Rav Acha mechavye biyadeh. Rav Acha came, and mechuye biyadeh, excuse me, he made a mecha'a. What's a mecha'a in Yiddish? What it means in English. What it means in Hebrew. A mecha'a means, he demonstrated it. He said, what are you guys doing? It's wrong. Amar le Rav Yossi, but Rav Yossi said, Ba'lo kvar karu tavonata. What's your problem? Why are you losing a gasket? Why are you going for the oxygen tank? They already said Shema before davening. Please remember to say Shema before 8:36, because davening starting at 8:30. So what are you worried about? Klum, korino tala kadei lamod b'tfila mitoch divrei Torah. So right now when you heard the Shema, that wasn't the Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah, the oraisa, biblical commandment of saying Shema. What was it? It was saying Divrei Torah in the middle of davening. So you can take the same psukim in the Torah, and you can ultimately say, I'm learning it. That's Limud Torah. And you can take the same psukim and say, no, it's Kriyat Shema. Which psukim am I talking about? It says in Parshat Ve'et Chanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha through Uvi Sha'arecha. If I'm reading it right now in front of you, it's learning Torah. But if I say it in the morning, at the right time, and especially if I have it in mind, it's Kriyat Shema. So they read it earlier, and now they're just saying Divrei Torah because, as we say, it's printed in the Siddur. Birnbaum put it in, Artsker put it in, Koren put it in, Rinat Yisrael put it in. I think I gave credit to every single Siddur out there. Did I forget anyone? All right, please remind me. I don't want to give any, God forbid, I want to encourage people to take one over the other. Whatever Siddur is good for you, that's the way you should do it. Amar Le, he says back to them, I'll tell you why I'm a mecha. Bipnei ha'ejotot. My screaming and yelling was not because of the guys that said Shema earlier. It was for the guys that don't know that you have to say Shema earlier. And it says that services begin at 8:30, and they came at 8:30, and they follow along. They're very good. They didn't talk. They didn't read the newspaper. They didn't go out for a Kiddush club. And they said Shema. They don't know any better. So what basically here you have is a very interesting machloket. One point of view says, hey, just read Shema earlier. And the other one says, no. That would be good for the Talmidei Chachamim, the real religious Jews. But the other ones don't know any better. So when you make davening late, they think that it's okay, but it's not okay. They miss the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So we see here a very interesting debate. One school of thought says, always make davening relative to Kriyat Shema time. So, For sake of argument, we changed the clocks at the end of October. The first week of November, or throughout November, I believe, Zman Kriyat Shema was around 8:36, 37, 38. No one who daven's in an 8:30 minyan on a Shabbos morning would get there on time. You have a long Pesukei de Zimra, you have a Shulchan Ad, you have a Kel Adom. Says one day, make davening earlier. Well, people go to sleep earlier because Shabbos begins earlier. Make davening earlier. As a matter of fact, I was in Passaic, New Jersey, in the Aguda Shul. Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, huge Talmud Chacham, is the rabbi of the shul. That's what they do. And those months of the year, those few weeks, davening is at 8:15, the next week 8:20, and when it gets to 8:30, that's how far they go. Relative to Kriyat Shema, the Rav in Boston, Rav Soloveitchik, and his little minion did the same thing. But the other point of view says, let people sleep in. They'll be more awake for davening, as long as you can now say Kriyat Shema before. Well, we go to the Gemara in Brachot. Now we're going back to the Bavli, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we have four points of view on this issue. What happens if indeed the minyan's not at the Zman of Kriyat Shema? What do you do? Right side of the page. Avu Adishmu Avelevi, ki have a bal nemithke leorta, have a mikadme umhatzlehe. When Avuah de Shmuel would have to go out for a trip, they had an early flight, they would daven before they went. Vechihavi matizman kriyat shma karu. So opposite from our situation, not late but early, they're davening before Zman Kriyat Shema of the morning. Namely, when do they start davening, Bruce? What's the earliest time you can start Shacharis? What's called Alot HaShachar. When they wrote the fast started yesterday, that's the earliest time. It's pitch black outside, but it's already beginning to get light. We don't see it, but that's what it is. So they daven first, and then they got the Kriyat Shema, and they said Kriyat Shema when the time came to Tanya, quoting a brisa. Hishkim latzeit laderech mivin lo shofar betokea lulav minanea migila bekoreba uki ashia zman Kriyat Shema kore. And if you go on a plane, it's hard to stand up. Hishkim l'shev bekaro no besfina mitpaleo shekim Kriyat Shema kore. Now, what exactly did they do? The Gemara later says Mar savar tefila meuma adif. It's better to daven well from alot hashachar standing up, and then repeat Kriyat Shema later. Says Rashi, "Sheyachol lechaven et libo lefikach hayu makdimin liyipalel meumad bebeitam shelo yitzlachu liyipalel b'derech mahalach." Great. One point of view is daven early, right? According to this point of view, they didn't daven and say the Birkos Kriyat Shema. They just davened the Shmoneh Esrei, right? Probably said Birkos HaTorah, etc. And then later on, they did the Birkos Kriyat Shema with the Shema. That's what it seems to be, because on the right side of the page, left side of the page, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, "Ben kach uven kach korah Kriyat Shema mitpalel kedei sheyismachu letefila." Namely, you shouldn't daven at Alot Shachar. Wait to the next point of view. Namely, what's the next point in the morning that's... before Nates. In between Nates and Alot Shachar, there's a time called Mishiyakir Ben Techelet Lelavan. It's enough light outside that if you have your tzitzis with techeles, you can see what's blue and what's white. On the other hand, it's still dark. That time, that's when you should daven. So you daven properly. Two brachot of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema. Bracha afterwards. Gal Yisrael Shmon Esrei. Then go on your trip. Don't daven at Alot Shachar. In between, we have two other points of view. And these are very interesting points of view. One of them we quoted before, the other one I didn't. So one point of view is daven early, forget about Kriyat Shema and its brachos, give up on Geula L'Tfila, because, quite frankly, it's not Kriyat Shema time yet. And the other point of view is, no, wait till Kriyat Shema time, even if you have to sit down and daven on a plane, and only from then, daven Shacharis. And indeed, I was in Helsinki once for a convention, and I don't know if you know this, but in the month of November, in Helsinki, Neitz HaChama is at 8:50 a.m. Now, if you start davening around 8:30 a.m., and you get to Shmoneh Esrei at 8:50, and you're davening with a bunch of rabbis who take their time, you understand that the whole morning is shot. So what we did is exactly like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We waited till Mishiyakir. We put on our talis and our tefillin with the bracha. That's all to the time for talis and tefillin. We davened with the Kriyat Shema. What did we give up on, so to speak? Davening Shmoneh Esrei after Nates or at Nates. In the in between, you have two points of view. Look on the right side, second column. Mememar b'mar zutra havi mechanfe be'asavra b'shapta deragla o'matzlu. V'aryanak in the firka. So mememar b'mar zutra were scholars in residences. You ever heard of a scholar in residence? They went to a town where there's scholars in residence. So scholars in residences, I happen to know some of them. Sometimes I look in the mirror and I see one. They ultimately come to you with different requirements. One is, can you photocopy my source sheet? The other one is, I need a hotel room. I don't like to stay in people's homes. The third is, I want to go business class. Everyone has their mishigas. What was the mishigas of Mememar Mar Zutra? They wanted to daven Kriyat Shema with its brachos on time. But the shul davened later. So what did they ask for? Give me, we're two people. Give us eight people. We'll do a little minyan for Shachris in our hotel room. And then we'll come and we'll join the congregation. Okay. So if you can make a minyan, that's sort of the Kriyat Shema minyan, separate from the main minyan. That's the way to go. The fourth point of view is Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi I love. That's the second column from the left. Rav Ashi, if you recall, we gave a shiur about a wheelchair, a chazan in a wheelchair. And we first dealt with, can you daven sitting down? And we said, absolutely, it's okay. So, Rav Ashi, matzli b'hadet tzibur b'yachad b'yushav. When you read this Gemara, you understand the word it says. Rav Ashi was in front of people and he davened sitting down. This is what happened. Rav Ashi was giving a lecture early in the morning. He didn't daven yet. So, he looked at his watch, said, oh my gosh, man kriyat shma's coming. What am I going to do? So this is what he did. He didn't know the local language. He spoke, say, in Hebrew, and everyone understood Aramaic. So what did he do? He let off a five-minute lecture. He started to speak and speak and speak 5 minutes, and then he said to the guy next to him, translate. And as he was translating for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, because translation always is longer, he said the Birkot Kriyat Shema, the Shema, Gal Yisro, Shmoneh Esrei, 5 minutes over, I'm ready to continue. Nice, good idea. Now, he didn't want to make it noticeable to the people, so what did he do? He was sitting down. He probably went like this. He covered his mouth. You know people like that, when they're looking at you and they cover their mouth? They're real religious Jews. They're saying a bracha. On the other hand, they don't want to offend you. They cover their mouth. That's what Rav Ashi did. I love this story. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amr le Rabbanan, when they heard the story, they said, why don't you get a minyan together earlier? In your house, before you come to lecture. His answer, Malahu, Tircha Limilta. It's too much trouble for me. I'm going to have to go ahead and get a minyan. You know what happens when you get a minyan. You get a minyan of 10 people, two people coming late. You start calling them and calling them. Finally, they come in. They didn't put on their tefillin yet. They can't answer. I mean, everything takes time. I didn't want to come late for my lecture. Then they say to him, okay. The Levid Marka aboard the Shmuel Levi. Namely, daven at home before you come to shul. Before you come and give your lecture. Rashi explains, שמפעלים כל היום בביתו מעומד, ולא תצטרכי לשתי תפילות, ומשמיסבך גאולה לתפילה, כיוון שמסו קודם קריאת שמה לא קבידי. Do like the first point of view, daven without the Birkos Kriyat Shema and Shema, and then go to your lecture. Why do you have to sit there in front of everyone and like move your mouth? Answer, לא חזינו לרבנן קשישה מיני דוד הכי. I love this answer. I've never seen the elders of the generation, the big rabbis, do that. When I saw this answer, I recalled, there was an amazing story that happened, and I was there. My Rebbe Rav Amital was in Mincha, and someone put on tefillin at Mincha. Is there a problem to put on tefillin at Mincha? No problem. Put on tefillin 5 times a day. But you see, he was getting red in the face. And after Mincha, he let it out. He said, I davened with the Chazon Ish. I davened with the Brisker Rav. And never did I see them putting on tefillin at Mincha. Namely, who the hell are you? You Johnny come lately, you're more religious than them? That's basically what Rav Ashi says. I'd never seen the elders, my Rebbeim, daven before this man Kriyat Shema. So 4 points of view here. One is daven from whenever you want and say Kriyat Shema at the right time. The other is, no, say daven only at Zman Kriyat Shema so you can do Geula Tefillah. And 2 middle points of view. One is make a minyan. And if you don't have a minyan, I guess the implication is you do go to shul. And the other is daven while you're there in shul, but no one should notice. Now let's turn the page.
I got a question to ask.
Yeah.
I've never seen it at Mincha that they put on. Yeah. So I came here and the Spartan.
Yeah.
Something.
Some do. Now there's 2 kinds of Spartan. Some put a tefillin at Mincha on a fast day when they already put it on at Shachris.
Yeah.
And others just missed it at Shachris, they put it on at Mincha. Those are 2 different.
Yeah.
One is doing their obligation, the other is volunteering. Yeah, volunteering.
I saw someone who put on Rashi in the morning and
cute, nice idea, yeah, nice idea.
And then, of course, I've seen people who put on both on Shacharit.
Okay. Well, lahalacha, what do? We saw the Gemaras. One Gemara in the Yerushalmi says either it's not right to have a minyan if there's man Kriyat Shema, the other one says it's fine as long as you repeat, say Kriyat Shema earlier. Now, lahalacha, have everyone here heard of the pre-Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Panovitcher? Rav Yitzchak Panovitcher was one of the best Talmidim of Rav Yisrael Salanter, and he was the Talmud Chacham. He was very innovative. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, he was so innovative that you read his tshuvas, they're ingenious. However, he doesn't look at Achronim necessarily. And because he doesn't look at Achronim, the joke about him is, that he came out with the sensational Piskei Halacha. So the joke went, oh, he doesn't look at Achronim, so we too, we don't look at Achronim, we don't look at his book. Well, if you look in his book, despite that Isser, the Pri Yitzchak says, Hinei before Yirenu Yeram Elucha Peterburg, Chavilok Sarot Meod B'Yemei HaKayitz. Here in Peterburg, St. Petersburg, what happens in the summer? There's no night, right? There's barely a nighttime. So what happens if there's barely a nighttime, there's a lot of daytime? Al Kain, Gamzman Kriyat Shema Hu Mugdam Neod. Ve'lefamim Mitakvin HaTzibor Milikrotu Lihitparel Adachar Zman Kriyat Shema. What are they going to do? They get up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Because at 5:05 is the last time you could say Kriyat Shema. Davening is at a regular time, 7 o'clock minyan, 7:30 minyan. They're missing Zman Kriyat Shema. Hechlit Nehek L'maisa. What should I tell them to do? Should I scream and yell in my community, you have to daven at the proper time for Kriyat Shema? Or I could say it earlier and come to shul whenever you please. What do we do? So on this issue, there's about 5 points of view. Now what do we colloquially do? We make minyan at 8:30, we don't change it. And what do we say? Please remember to say Kriyat Shema before you come to shul. That's a nice idea. What's the downside of that? One we already said, one we're going to add in. Downside. What, everyone's going to remember the announcement of the president, the Gabbai, the night before? Some people won't, and they'll come to shul, and they'll say Kriyat Shema when the congregation gets up to it, albeit it's at the wrong time, it's after the time. That's problem number one. What's problem number two? Let me ask you a question. On a regular day, how do we say Kriyat Shema? We just Shema Yisrael, enjoy ourselves? No. Protocol. First, 2 brachas before, 2 brachas, 1 bracha after. How, in God's name, do you come along and say the Kriyat Shema without the brachot? So which is, that's the idea. Say it before. The two downsides is, A, people won't hear the announcement or forget, and B, you're not saying the brachot. So what do we do? So the first point of view on the right side of the page is then Beit Yosef says in the name of the Ra'ah, and the Ramban, and the Ramah says it, and the Biur HaLacha says it, and the Aruch HaShulchan mentions it. And what's that point of view? Despite the fact that they won't say the Birkot Kriyat Shema, say Kriyat Shema earlier. As a matter of fact, don't just do it on Shabbos, do it every day. What am I speaking about? You look in the Siddur, there's Birkos HaShachar, then there's Akedah, and then there's Lo'olam Yehei Adam Yerei Shamayim, Ashreinu Matov Chelkenu, etc., etc., and what's written right there? Erev Avokim B'chol Yom Tamid Ramim Pa'amayim B'yava. What?
Shema!
Not only Shema, Baruch Shem! Says the Ra'ah, and this was the minhag of Rav Yehuda HaNasi, and the Ramban, good idea. Every day, cover yourself. Say Shema earlier. Namely, get up in the morning, say wash your hands, say Birkot HaShachar, say Kriyat Shema De'oraisa, just in case the minyan won't get there in time. And that's what we also tell people. The Ramah says, Tov lomar b'shachar zachar Shema Yisrael v'Hashem kavod, ki lefamim shohinim Kriyat Shema likrota shelo bizmana v'yotze b'zeh. So point of view number one is, say Kriyat Shema every morning, not just on Shabbos, after the Lo'olam Yehei Adam, just in case. What do you have to lose? What do you have to gain? We know what you have to gain. You're going to say Kriyat Shema on time. What are you going to lose? So we said 2 problems before. Problem number one, they won't hear the announcement. And problem number two is they're not saying the brachot before and after. So if you say it every morning, forget about the announcement. Your habit is every morning you say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, according to one of 3 points of view, you've fulfilled mitzvot Kriyat Shema D'oraisa. If you want to add in the other 2 partials or the 3 partials, great idea. Every morning you're covered, you know you said Kriyat Shema at the right time. What do you lose? What's the downside?
You're not saying it with a group.
You're not saying it with a group. Okay, we'll add that in. What else? There is a Shulchan Aruch that says you should try to get, if you come late to davening, try to get there by Kriyat Shema with everyone else. So not everyone's saying Shema Yisrael and you're in another world because everyone's Mekabel Ol Malchut Shamayim and you're not. Correct. And what else are you losing?
You encourage the late davening, but maybe there's no problem with the late davening. You've said Shema earlier.
You're encouraging a late davening. So what, the late davening? What's the problem with that? There's no problem. No? What's the second problem I just mentioned? You're not saying it in the proper protocol. Namely, no two brachot before, no bracha after. If you look on the left side of the page, the pre-Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Petterberger, yes, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger says, Shaloch HaChashu, Rak al Tet Yidei Chavat Kriyat Shema Dol Raisa Bizmana, Vim Kriyat Shema Derabbanon Yamtim, Melikrot Im Atzibur Achaz Ban Kriyat Shema, Delefi Zeh, Hu Mevatel Mitzvat Kriyat Shema Derabbanon. Namely, you fulfilled the Kriyat Shema Dol Raisa, but Miderabbanon, the rabbi said, say two brachas before, one bracha after, and you're not doing that. So, what is this? A great idea? No, it's not a great idea. You may be okay with God, but you're spitting in the eyes of the Rabbanan, the rabbis who said, this is the way to say Kriyat Shema. So it's not a good idea.
So if you do both, it doesn't, you know, you say it in the morning with your morning brachas, you said Shema, you get to shul, they're struggling, you say all the brachas.
Yeah, but you're saying Kriyat Shema after it's right time. And the takan of the Rabbanan was to say Kriyat Shema with his two brachos within 3 hours in the morning. So that's why the pre-Yitzchak brings the point of view that in Petterberg, where I live, where people are davening so late in the morning because the nights are so short, my psak halacha, if you look on the bottom of this whole razzle-dazzle, he says at the end of the day, tzarich lekrot kriyat shema bizmana v'birchoteha, ve'li smoch ki ulad tefillah bizman kriyat shema, u'mi mele yitpala gam ken b'yichidus. Since the minyan starts at 7, and zman kriyat shema is at 5, get up at 4:30, daven b'yichidus and go back to sleep. Or don't go back to sleep. But the bottom line is, it's much more important to mekayim kriyat shema d'oraisa, which the Rabbanan said to do it with two brachos before and one bracha after. Just like if you do a mitzvah, biblical commandment of shaking lulav. You fulfilled the mitzvah. What did the rabbis add on to it? Say a bracha before you shake lulav. So, it's a very nice thing, you just picked up the lulav. But the rabbi said the protocol is say a bracha first. Same thing with Kriyat Shema. Two brachos before. You're not saying it because you're saying it early in the morning. So says the Kriyat Shema, not a good idea. You have to fulfill what the Torah said, God, and what the rabbi said. The only way to do it is to daven alone. So two points of view here. One point of view is minyan more important than the protocol of Kriyat Shema, but say Kriyat Shema earlier. The other is, no, the protocol is important to us. Daven Birkot Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema, Somech Gilul Tefila Shachris, even if there's no minyan, even if there is a minyan later, saying it on time is more important with its brachot. With its brachot. Yes?
What if you're one of the frozen chosen in Anchorage, Alaska, where in the winter it's night most of the day, and in the summer, it's day, and there's hardly any night. How do you do davening?
Exactly this question. What do you mean? Yeah. Here we are. It's exactly this machlokas. Here we are. So, that's exactly the question of the pre-Yitzchak. 100%.
But what if you don't have any daytime?
That's a different question. We'll have to deal with that some other time. But in a place where there is a small night albeit, he says, get up, daven b'yachid is more important, protocol. So we have two fascinatingly different points of view, and we're here, we'll end today. One is that if Zman Kriyat Shema is after your minyan, daven b'yachidus. And the other is, no, Kriyat Shema d'oraisa fulfill early. Oh, you don't say the brachot with the Kriyat Shema on time? We're willing to swallow that. As long as you daven in a minyan, it's for good reasons. It's for good reasons, we allow it. So what we said today is you have to have a shul without annoyances that are could be avoided. Number one, pick the chazanim carefully. As Rav Herschel Schechter said, in the name of some Hasidic Rebbe, I forgot, there was a town in Europe where unfortunately a horse got stuck into mud and he couldn't move. And they tried to coax it out, it didn't work. They hit it, they spoke to it, they gave it ice cream. This horse won't move. So the non-Jews said, all right, we've tried everything we can, let's go to the Jews, maybe they have what to do. So they go to the Jews refer him to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, take the shtender of the chazan, put it in front of the horse. So they take the shtender out of shul, and they put it in front of the horse, and the horse comes out of the mud. So they're amazed, they come to the Hasidic Rebbe, they cross themselves, the holy man. How did you know? He said, what do you mean? In my shul, it happens all the time. What happens all the time? Every horse runs up to be chazan. So not a nice joke, but quite frankly, gentlemen, That's something we have to take to heart. Pick the chazanim carefully. Number two, davening shouldn't be too early or too late. Make sure that people come at the as much as possible at the right time. And number three, we're in the middle of, what's more important? Davening Kriyat Shema at the right time, but you'll have to daven earlier? Or no, make davening later and say Kriyat Shema earlier. We saw two points of view, pre-Yitzchak versus the normative Ramah, Bir Alacha, Ra'ah, Ramban. They all say, divide between them. Kriyat Shema say before, Birkat Kriyat Shema at shul. And the other point of view said, no, davening, the proper protocol is far more important. We'll continue, God willing, at this point next week.